Not great, I thought the first half, you improved a lot in the second.
I thought we were good second half, but first half, obviously, really disappointing. Especially, we never started first half at all, to be honest with you. And then you lose two really poor goals. No disrespect to Graeme Dorans, but he's more aggressive in the box with a header for 10 yards. I don't think that's really what he's renowned for. So we've got to win that when the ball comes in. First of all, we've got to switch off. Maybe switch off the second phase, the corner. It's too easy for the ball coming in the box for a free, fair throw-in. And then, obviously, it's a free header. You've got to challenge. You've got to win your header. So really disappointing. And then the second goal as well, Dan Pybus's goal as well. It's, we clear the ball, the edge of the box. You're told to pick somebody up at the edge of the box. It doesn't get any more basic than that. Just do your job and clear the ball. And you don't do it. And it's an easy tap-in for Dan. And it always gives teams a lift when you lose really poor goals like that. But to be fair, the boys' second half showed a bit of character. I think the substitutions helped, came in and done well. But saying that, I could probably took Emdy off at half time, to be honest with you, because after the first two goals, you know what it's like at Dunfermline, get a wee bit of a buzz for that. Started passing the ball well. But second half, I thought we totally dominated, if I'm honest. And we just lacked that final wee bit of quality to score goals.
And it was the two front men that you took off at half time. What was the thinking there?
To be honest, we weren't really creating any chances. We weren't getting up the park. Maybe it was difficult with the conditions, to be fair, because it was windy, and you seen that second half. We had Dunfermline penned in, whereas they had us penned in first half. The difference is they never lost cheap goals today, and we did. We need to improve, we need to do better, but we need to be more of a threat as well. We need to, obviously, when the chances are bobbling about the box, we need to make sure we finish them off. But we're in a fight now, and we know we're still within touching distance of the pack, but we need to get results quickly.
Does it help, Alan, that you've got, you know, a quick turnaround now before the next game on Tuesday night to try and get the spirit back up again?
It's obviously a tough game against Raith, their top team. We know it's going to be tough. But you play like we did second half, we've got a chance of winning games. You play like the way we've done first half, you've no chance. So we can't afford to go from one level to the next. You need to make sure we're consistent week in, week out. Show the work rate we showed second half. I thought second half we showed that determination and energy that was lacking first half.
Your fans giving you a bit of a hard time as well.
That's to be expected with the results and the position we're in. It's hard not to get frustrated. We're in a poor position, we know that. But there's not much I can do about that. We've just got to make sure, on top of it, obviously people getting you stick, you can't really do much about that. We've just got to focus on the job in hand and make sure that we turn it round and get results.
Third home game in a row, though, with no shots on target, is that
well, do you think there was any chances there? I think there was chances second half. Do you think we played all right second half? I thought we played all right second half. If MD doesn't agree with that, that's fine. I'm welcome to their opinion. First half was really poor. But second half, I thought it was a decent performance and we merited to at least score a goal. We lacked that killer touch at the end, as I said earlier, but wasn't it through lack of trying?